trillions of dollars in global wealth exist entirely off the books. This is revenue deliberately hidden from governments, buried away in shadow economies, and firmly locked away out of sight. For decades, the standard government response to this hidden capital has been brute force. Authorities rely on aggressive scrutiny, prolonged audits, and punishing criminal prosecutions to claw back what they are owed. But auditing complex financial networks takes years of dedicated manpower. Hunting down WEC money drains state resources, and the actual financial return at the end of a drawn-out court battle is often fractions of a cent on the dollar. This creates a perpetual stalemate. Wealthy tax evaders build deeper defensive trenches, while government agencies stretch their operating budgets trying to breach them. Fighting the shadow economy purely through enforcement yields diminishing returns. When the cost of prosecution outweighs the recovered funds, it leaves a massive revenue vacuum in the state's budget, one that requires an entirely different approach to fill. In early 2016, the government of India faced this exact problem as they prepared their annual union budget. Rather than allocating more funds to endlessly chase these tax evaders, the government decided to make a highly calculated pivot. They decided to pause the hunt, step back, and make the shadow economy a one-time offer. They introduced a central tax amnesty program called the Income Declaration Scheme 2016. With this single policy, the state temporarily stopped acting as a police force. Instead, they took a seat at the table as a pragmatic negotiator, offering a grand bargain to anyone willing to come clean. To enter this agreement, the government demanded a hefty upfront cost from anyone looking to legitimize their wealth. This chart shows the exact price of admission. The evader had to surrender a steep 45% of their undisclosed assets. That slice comprises a carefully calculated combination: the original owed tax, an additional surcharge, and a penalty for hiding it. Compared to standard taxation brackets, giving up nearly half your wealth is a severe premium. But the government knew they could set a high price because they were offering an extraordinary service. By locking in a 45% rate, the Indian government guaranteed themselves an enormous influx of immediate cash, all without spending a single rupee on investigations or legal fees. But why would someone who has successfully hidden millions willingly hand over nearly half of it to the state? The state offered an incredibly powerful sweetener. If you declared your hidden assets, the government guaranteed absolute confidentiality and promised that no one would ever scrutinize or inquire about how you got the money. More importantly, coming forward provided an impenetrable legal shield. Participants were granted total immunity from prosecution. This animation illustrates the laws the scheme neutralized. First, it blocked any penalties under the Income Tax Act and the Wealth Tax Act. Finally, it granted immunity under the Benami Transactions Prohibition Act, a strict law targeting property held under fake names. By neutralizing these three laws, the government essentially offered a state-sanctioned wipe of the slate. Pay the 45% cut, and your financial crimes are legally erased. There was one final lever built into this negotiation to ensure it actually worked: urgency. This diagram maps out the strict timeline. The state opened a brief 4-month window that ran exactly from June 1st to September 30th, 2016. After September 30th, the deal vanished. This hard cutoff turned a piece of tax policy into an exploding offer. By setting a rigid deadline, the government weaponized the evader's fear. If they missed the window, they would lose their only shot at absolute immunity, creating a ticking clock that forced immediate compliance. Looking closely at the income declaration scheme, it functioned as a deliberate 4-month suspension of standard legal consequences. It represented a stark moral trade-off. The state willingly abandoned its mandate to punish financial criminals in exchange for a massive, immediate injection of cash into the treasury. The 2016 scheme reflects a calculated choice to prioritize liquid assets over the slower process of the legal system. By offering this window, the government bypassed the usual administrative friction to realize an immediate, massive financial recovery. They deployed the most extreme tools at their disposal: absolute secrecy and total legal immunity, for the sole purpose of pulling billions in idle wealth back into the formal economy. The income declaration scheme of 2016 stands as a high-stakes experiment in pragmatic governance, a tool that brought billions back into the light through the power of a perfectly timed bargain.